In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. So the topic of the homily, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. This topic came to me really before I read the scriptures. I was reading in the Lent and Spring by Father Thomas Hopko, chapter 27, As I Have Loved You. The topic of that chapter. So all of this will put the context of the epistle and the gospel into the context of if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. So love being the kind of mother of virtue here, we see that we're in the moving into the sixth week of Lent. And so we should have already been chaste, humbled, and patient. So now we work on love. You're not shaking like you've done that, right? No, Lent is really more a time of diagnosis. You're diagnosed with all the things that you struggle with. We struggle with being chaste, we struggle with being patient, being humble. But these are some beautiful words from Father Thomas. If chastity is the heart of every virtue, and humility its mother, patience is its means of attainment, its perfection is found in love. Every virtue. Every virtue. Wow. If chastity is the heart of every virtue, humility is its mother, patience is its means of attainment, its perfection is certainly love. Wow. So we have this beautiful time of Lent, this fifth Sunday into the sixth week. We have in front of us the life of St. Mary of Egypt, 48 years in the desert. Some of the hymnody really shows that she grew from just simple repentance to a love for God and a love for His kingdom. Here's some words of the hymns about Mary in the desert, worshiping with joy of heart in the desert, worshiping with joy of heart, filled with zeal and good cheer. Thou didst dwell eagerly where the Holy Baptist had lived before. Love. She fell in love with God and His kingdom. And it sustained her. It fed her. 48 years. The Hebrew chapters we read, the blood of Christ cleanses us, cleanse our conscience from dead works to serve the living God. The blood of Christ given to us out of His love for you. The blood of Christ out of His love for you to help you cleanse your conscience from dead works to serve the living God. His love for you. With love, with His own blood, He entered the most high place once for all, having obtained eternal redemption out of His love for you. He didn't need to do this for Himself. This was Christ's love for you. In the gospel, we hear, whoever desires to become great among you shall be your servant, only attainable in love, to love one another as Christ loves us. The Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, give His life a ransom for many out of love. So who is this Christ that we put before us is not just our example, but our helper, defender, our strength. We read from the prayers of the Anaphora of St. Basil, the Son of God being the brightness of glory, the expressed image of Thy person, upholding all things by the word of His power, God before the ages. This is our Christ. You know, we see this, Christ being the second person of the Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, the triune God, they're bound together in love. Why does the Son submit to the Father? Because he has to. No, because he loves him. Because he loves him. Why is the Spirit directed by the Father and does this with great joy? Why? Because the Holy Spirit loves the Father. Why are they bound together so beautifully, perfectly? Because they love one another. It's love that binds the Trinity. Even St. John says it. God is love. The bond between the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit is love. It's their perfection. So, beloved, we need to see how important it is for us. We hear this Christ, in the words of St. Basil again, emptied himself, taking on the form of a servant, becoming conformable to the body of our lowliness, that he might make us conformable to the image of his glory. He took on this so that we could be made like him. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, who believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. God came to give us salvation out of his love for us. Again, he gave us himself a ransom to death, whereby we were held, sold, and bondage to sin. He helps. There's this line that comes to me periodically, not all the time, it should though, in the end of litanies. Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and keep us, O God, by your grace. This is our Lord to us. This is what he's doing, not did. It's not a did, it's doing. Helping us, saving us, have mercy on us, keeping us, God, by his grace, out of his love for you. This is how God works. This is our God to us, loving us. And then he says, and descended into Hades through the cross, that he might fill all things with himself. He loved, he loosed the pains of death. This is a powerful thing, to fill all things with himself. He fills all your darkest moments with himself. There's not a moment in your life that has been or is or will come where God cannot fill it. Especially in those times of dark and deepest distresses. We need to get this. We need to understand how powerful this is. This is where God can become most powerfully present for you, when things are hard and difficult. That's where you find him. That's where he's waiting for you to open the door for him. It's a powerful, powerful thing in our faith to understand that God is there in these moments. He fills all things with himself. We pray before the icon of Christ. He fills all things with joy because he loves you. He died for you. He put himself in this position, ransomed for death, died on a cross, descended into Hades, so that he could be with you in your darkest, most difficult moments. Out of his love for you. So some words from Father Hopko. So how many would see love in the incarnate form, in incarnate form of a slave dying in the flesh on a cross? How many would associate love with self-denial, obedience, humility, meekness, slavery, and sacrifice? How many would identify with love, its absolute fulfillment and most perfect expression, as the crucifixion of one's flesh for the good, the well-being of another in the imitation of God? See that Christ on the cross? That's love. That's love. Sacrifice for the other. He's asking us in this life to be able to do that. to die to our own things so that we can serve the other. This is the perfect expression of love. Nothing compares to this. So let us read from the first epistle of John. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And he who loves is born of God and knows God. He who does not love does not know God, for God is love. In this, the love of God was made manifest among us, that God sent his only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through him. In this is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his only begotten Son be the expiation of our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also should love one another. Powerful. This is our goal in life, our blessing God has given to us. So this love that we're talking about is a gift from God. I don't have it. Well, I have the gift, but in me, just me, my love runs out. I don't know about your love. It just disappears at times. Okay? When I depend on my love, it just goes away. It's like I try, I love, and then all of a sudden something happens, and it disappears. I get angry and disappointed and live in that place. God's love doesn't do this. This is what we need to understand. God, yes, we have our love, but God gives us another love, his love, his gift. This is what, when we're united to Christ, we become like him in all things, like him in loving like him. He gives us this gift. So let's describe the gift. You know this. 1 Corinthians. Love is patient and kind, this gift God gives to you. Love is not jealous or boastful. It's not arrogant or rude. Love does not insist on its own way. It's not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice in wrong, but rejoices in the right. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, it endures all things. This love, this gift God gives to you, never fails. So, beloved, we need to find him in us. Find him in us, because that's where the gift is given to us. When we are in Christ, living in Christ, with Christ, then we manifest that love. Beloved, this is a gift from God. Love is a gift. We need to understand how powerful and important it is to us. So, as we move forward in our Lenten journey this week, and we understand that we need to practice chastity, humility, patience, and love, but love is the kind of culmination, the perfection of all virtue. So let us focus on this and understand and thank God for the gift. And when we fall away, we repent and turn back to God so we can get that gift back again. We can practice that gift. So may God give us this love, give us his love. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen.